You are listening to the audio news of the Saigon Times.
Hello and welcome to the Saigon Times podcast. I'm Phuong Linh with headlines for the podcast today, March 21st. Ho Chi Minh City weighs proposal to extend metro line to two neighboring provinces. The Ho Chi Minh City People's Committee will meet with relevant departments and agencies this week to consider a proposal to lengthen Metro Line No. 1 to two neighboring provinces, Binh Dương and Đồng Nai. Under Binh Dương's proposal, the Metro Line will run to Binh Thang Ward, Dĩ An City, in which phase 1 will include a 1.8-kilometer section from Suối Tiên Theme Park Station to Binh Thang Station. The project will be invested by Binh Dương and managed by the Ho Chi Minh City Management Authority for Urban Railways. Đồng Nai proposed that the rail line be extended to Biên Hòa 1 Industrial Park only due to concerns over land clearance difficulties and little space for construction of utility services. Đồng Nai prefers building a transit depot in Dĩ An City, which is 2 kilometers north of Suối Tiên Theme Park Station, from which there will be two metro lines, with one running to Binh Dương and the other to Đồng Nai. For the metro line to Đồng Nai, one option would be to travel across Tảng Văn Island to Vũng Tàu T Junction, and the other running along the Gai River to the center of Biên Hòa City. According to the Ho Chi Minh City portal, the policy of extending the Bến Thành Suối Tiên metro line has been included by the government into the planning scheme. Once put into service, these metro lines will facilitate the transit of residents between Ho Chi Minh City and Đồng Nai, Binh Dương provinces, contributing to reducing traffic congestion on the roads of northeastern Ho Chi Minh City. Vietnam Air restarts regular Beijing-Hanoi flights. Vietnam Airlines, on March 19th, restarted its regular air service between China's Beijing and Vietnam's Hanoi City after a three-year pause caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Vietnam Airlines, flight VN513 departed from Beijing at 15:30 and arrived at Hanoi at 17:55 on March 19th. All the passengers of the flight were welcomed by representatives of Vietnam Airlines and local agencies. The airline now operates the Hanoi-Beijing route three times per week and expects to raise its number of flights beginning in the middle of the year. In the coming months, Vietnam Airlines will resume four flights between Da Nang and Guangzhou, Da Nang Shanghai, Da Nang Chengdu, and Hanoi Chengdu, and place wide-body Airbus A350 aircraft and Boeing 787s into operation for the Chinese routes. Hòa Bình ships first batch of fresh sugar cane to U.S. The northern upland province of Hòa Bình on March 19 shipped its first batch of 20 tons of newly harvested sugarcane to the U.S. A ceremony was co-held by the Provincial Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and Tien Ngân Trade and Investment Company to mark the shipment. Speaking at the ceremony, Đinh Công Sứ, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, said that the province's first shipment of sugarcane is expected to pave the way for more local farm produce to be shipped overseas. The first shipment of 20 tons of fresh sugarcane was a result of four-month negotiations between Tien Ngân Company and its U.S. partner. Over the years, the company has exported close to 100 tons of sugarcane to the European Union and South Korea. Da Nang has new IT park. Deputy Prime Minister Trần Hồng Hà has signed a decision recognizing the FPT office complex in Da Nang City as a concentrated information technology park. The IT park covers over 5.9 hectares of land in the FPT Da Nang Technology urban area in Ngũ Hành Sơn District's Hoa Hải Ward and features six floors. Construction of the facility began in 2014 with total capital of 1.4 trillion VND. The ring-shaped park is a center for research and development activities, technology transfers and production, and technology service supplies. The IT park is responsible for training tech staff, incubating tech startups, organizing fairs and exhibitions, promoting IT activities, and attracting foreign investment. Đ Đồng Nai Police seized 14 guns from gun trafficking ring. The Đồng Nai Province Police have announced the arrest of members of a firearm manufacturing and trafficking ring on March 20th, with three suspects, 14 guns of different types, over 420 bullets, and other equipment being seized. The three suspects, all residing in the southern province's Biên Hòa City, are Nguyễn Quang Cường, 33, Hoàng Viết Tới, 33, and Bùi Vũ Nhật Huy, 18. These suspects bought components for making firearms, while Cường was in charge of assembling them and repairing a number of military guns. Tới and Huy were responsible for selling the weapons. The arrest came after reports that many groups of young people in the area were found to have recently used guns during fights. Aside from seizing the guns, bullets, and equipment to make guns, the police confiscated 26 pills believed to be narcotics. The police are expanding the investigation into the case, according to officials. That's all from us for today. Thank you, and see you in the next podcast.